Hi there, welcome to episode number 4 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. My name is Sandra Mateo Yari and I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. This podcast is all about having genuine conversations and sharing real stories and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions at all, you can always email us at info@gitana.com, and we would love to answer your questions during the podcast. We also invite you to hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. We actually have an online event coming up this August, and I'll be sharing some information about that at the end of the podcast, so stay with me with that. And today's episode is all about giving yourself permission to do what feels right. So I've decided to talk about this topic because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're always making decisions, and, you know, out of nowhere, we have to come up with these ideas and solutions to problems, and we're constantly looking for other people for their approval, for their information, for their advice, right, to make decisions for our businesses. And what I've learned along the way is that every time that I have put my faith on someone else, the results have been terrible, you know, most of the time. Whenever that advice they have given me doesn't match what I have inside of me, right, then it ends up being terrible. So it's all about aligning what other people tell you with what your inner self tells you. So we may not know, you know, what's happening, or, you know, what's going on, or what's going to happen after, but we always have this inner knowing, this inner, our inner self is telling us, do this, no, don't do that, right? And we always feel it, no matter what. And I think that, you know, having people around you that can advise you and that can support you and everything, it's something that you definitely need and something that you should always listen to and pay attention to. But at the end of the day, when you're making that decision, if it doesn't feel right, in my experience, it doesn't work out. So let me share with you a little story about me in the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey. So when I started out and I was very overwhelmed with everything, I didn't, you know how to put a website together. I didn't know how I was gonna come up with all this content for my blog. I didn't know how to like tell people about my services. Like, it was just too much, and I was looking for answers, like, you know, all of us do, you know, in courses and classes and people that I admire and books and all that stuff, which I think it's great and it's necessary. But like I said, at the end, you have to like make sure that it feels good inside, whatever it is that you're gonna do. So at some point, you know, I was just, you know, doing everything, working really hard, putting in many hours and getting very little results in the beginning. And I started going to, you know, a lot of networking groups and getting to talk to people and just having tons of conversations and trying to figure it out, you know, how to make it work, how to make my personal styling and fashion styling business work. So along the way, I met this lady, and she's a coach, and we, you know, started working together, and I end up getting her program. And at that point, you know, it was a very expensive program for me, and but I felt like, you know, I don't have the answers. I've been doing all this stuff for a little while now, and I don't know where I'm going. Maybe she knows where I should go. You know, these are the kinds of things that go through your head when you're really, you know, trying and trying and trying, nothing is working out or it's not giving you the results that you want. I was getting business and I was making money, but not enough money. And I was like, man, what's happening? And I kind of put my faith on this person. And I went through the program and I actually wasn't able to finish the program. And it's just, it wasn't a good experience. And it's nothing against her at all. Nothing at all. It's just, I was putting all my faith in this person, like thinking that this person was gonna have all the answers, that this person was the thing that was gonna fix my business, this was the person who was gonna change my life, you know. And when you are doing something for yourself, you know, you can't just rely on someone else to do everything. Or, and I was working really hard and I was going through the exercises and I was doing everything that she was telling me to do, even if the things didn't feel right with me. And I think that's where the key is. You can take the advice, you can listen to everything, because obviously there's people out there who have a lot of experience, who have gone through all these different things that you've gone that you're going through. But at the end, you have to see if it feels right with you. Now, I don't know if you believe in God or you believe in the universe or whatever you believe in, but if you look back in, you know, in your life and you see all those times that you put your faith in someone else, that you listened to someone else, that you did something because someone else told you, and something inside of you was like, I don't really know if that's gonna work, and then you do it anyway, it never works out. At least in my experience, it has never worked out that way. And the weirdest thing is that sometimes, even if something doesn't make any sense at all, and you feel like, oh, I have to go to this event, or I have to talk to this person, or I have to do this silly thing, or whatever it is, I don't know why, but I have to do it, like I feel like I have to do it, then there's something to it. There's always something there. You always get something very good out of it. So, based on my experience and based of what I've gone through, and just looking in general, you know, in life, all the different things, all the decisions I've made, all the changes that I made, I always go back to, you know, my intuition, my inner self, my higher self, whatever you want to call it, has never led me astray. You know, it has always guided me. It has always told me what to do, even if I had no clue what was going on. And we know this, right? It's always like this. So I just wanted to, you know, remind you of this, because the biggest mistakes I've made, the things that I regret the most, which, you know, nowadays I just look at it as there's been lessons, you know, in every mistake, let's say, because there's really no mistakes, no failure. You're always learning something which helps you not make the mistake the next time, and unless you go through it, you know, you're not gonna know. Every time you go through something like that, and you learn something, you realize, you know, I should have listened to my inner self, of what, you know, my body, my mind, whatever you want to call it, was telling me to do. So I wanted to come in and just share this message, because like I said, most of the, you know, the biggest mistakes or the biggest times I got in trouble, let's say, or that I didn't like the end result, it has been because, you know, I didn't listen. So I wonder how it has been for you. Have you not listened to yourself, and what has happened, you know? And if you need someone to give you permission, you know, I'm here to give you all the permission that you need to just really do what feels right, really do, but to really do what really goes in alignment with who you are and what feels right. You know, hire the coaches, hire the mentors, hire the bankers, hire the accountants, join all the courses that you need to learn as much as possible. But that moment when you're gonna make the decision, make sure that whatever you're deciding, it's the right thing for you, that it feels right inside. And if you do, you are definitely gonna come out on the other side either with a lesson, with a good lesson, or with a very good result. So that's my message for the day. Like I said, if you want to share anything about it, I would love to hear your story. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the event we're having inside the Facebook group. It's actually a mindset challenge. We're gonna work on mindset for a whole month. It's a free event. It's a 30-day mindset challenge, and it's to up-level your fashion business in 30 days. And if you would like to join us, we're gonna be busting limiting beliefs and working on ourselves for 30 days inside our Facebook group to up-level our businesses. And if you want to join us, it's completely free. I am gonna share a link below so you can join and register. If not, you can also go to our website, gitanastyling.com, and you'll see signs, you know, to register. But I'll make sure to leave a link below for you. So I think that it's all for today. If you have any questions, you know, make sure to join us. Always send us your emails to info@gitanastyling.com. We always love hearing from you, and we hope you enjoy this episode. So I'll see you guys soon. Have a great one.